holds oceans in his eyes, by Daniel Sickmiller. His eyes. There's life at the surface, and at the depths are a shadow of terrible sorrow. When my father was away, my grandfather would drive my brothers and I down to the convenience store and buy us each a push-up. There was a thick plastic straw at the bottom that you'd use to push the ice cream up as you ate it. I'm sure they had many flavors, but by memory, they were always sherbet. We were allowed to live packed into a small ranch house. In exchange, my grandfather worked for 20 years picking avocados for minimum wage. We slept in the living room. Because I was the oldest, I got to sleep on the couch. Sometimes the straw at the bottom would break off, and you'd have to push it up with your thumbs. The ice cream tastes better the harder it became to eat. I heard my grandfather say he wanted to write a corrido, a long song about how his father vanished after he killed his fellow officers, about how he heard close the last breath of his own grandfather whistled through the holes in his chest, how he left his young family behind and crossed the border hoping one day they could follow. The song was inside him. It was him. But he never wrote a single word. Grandpa, your life is a song. He owned a harmonica. It was a gem of brilliant silver with elaborate flowing patterns. Callous hands wrapped around and he breathed into it as one would a dying flame. He only played happy songs. When he drew flowers. And he danced. It didn't take me long to realize we were poor and how much a little tube of ice cream really cost him. I lied at first. Told him I was full. Told him. I didn't want any. Then I just told him no. He knew. He was hurt, but he still wouldn't write a word. I had told him that everything he could give wasn't good enough. I learned never to refuse what he could give, what he wanted to give. One day I watched as he played his harmonica, the same happy tune as he stamped his foot to a simple beat. The music stopped and I didn't hear a word he said. He held out his harmonica with both hands. What could I do? I took it and I promised to keep it safe. Then he cried, and every tear was a note on the floor. Sometimes I wonder if that's when he gave me his eyes. There are still oceans left in these eyes.